I'm with Natasha Sinclair, a principal consultant with Advisium. We'll be sharing some of her thoughts on the Sustainable Development Goals. Natasha, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Ant.
Can you give us some background on the Sustainable Development Goals?
Yeah, sure. 2 years ago, the UN adopted a set of Sustainable Development Goals, known as SDGs, as part of their agenda for the sustainable development by 2030. These goals are intended to be the world's collaborative plan of action toward achieving social inclusion, environmental sustainability, and economic development. The 17 goals address a wide range of topics, from poverty to sustainable cities and economic growth.
And how do these goals apply to the oil and gas industry?
Well, when you stop and think about it, there are many, many ways in which the oil and gas industry impacts on those three pillars of sustainability. Just last month, the International Petroleum Industry Environmental Conservation Association launched an atlas, and this is intended to initiate and promote discussion on ways in which companies in the oil and gas industry can work toward achieving the SDGs. It points out that there's a strong business case for taking action on the goals, as it can allow companies to achieve greater efficiencies, cost savings, and competitiveness, and enhance their social license to operate.
What areas do you believe will have the greatest ability to affect change?
Our consultancy work with our clients covers most of the goals in a variety of ways, and we recently released a paper which discusses this on our website. However, today I'd like to focus specifically on goal number 7, which is affordable and clean energy. There are many ways in which we work that address this goal, and I'd like to discuss 4 of these. The first is transitioning from oil and coal to natural gas. It's widely recognised that gas is considered to be a cleaner fuel than oil or coal due to its lower greenhouse gas emissions. It also, in many areas, has lower sulphur and NOx emissions, particularly here in Australia, where we have low sulphur gas fields. We work with many of our clients to either develop new gas discoveries or to design modifications to existing facilities to increase their capacity and allow infill drilling to maximise recovery from existing fields. The second area is flaring of gas. Crude oil often contains a high proportion of associated gas that's produced concurrently with the oil. In days gone past, if an oil discovery was too remote from infrastructure, for example, up in the Timor Sea to north of Australia, the field would be developed without any facilities for processing or capturing the gas, and it would be flared and therefore wasted. In more recent times, companies are factoring in the additional costs associated with capturing the gas into the project economics and will consider options such as reinjecting the gas back into the reservoir. This allows the gas to be stored until it becomes economic to produce it at a later stage. The third area in oil and gas which impacts on the SDGs is energy efficiency. By improving energy efficiency, we're able to reduce the amount of oil and gas which is consumed overall to achieve the same outcome. This in turn means that emissions are reduced. The final area is alternative energy sources. Many oil and gas companies are considering options to diversify their assets and invest in alternative forms of energy alongside their traditional assets. Sometimes this is driven by cost. With the recent spike in gas and electricity prices in Australia, Advisium's been approached by a number of clients who want to look at ways to rein in increasing energy bills. These companies are looking at options to invest in renewable energy generation behind the meter, which effectively allows them to have the option of generating their own power to displace traditional fuels such as diesel and electricity generated from coal. So in wrapping up, there's enormous potential for the oil and gas industry to contribute to the UN's set of sustainable development goals between now and 2030, particularly in the area of clean and affordable energy.
Natasha, thanks again for your time.
Thanks very much, Ant.